Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
We've reached out to Dr. Ben Singer, who joins us today, pulmonary and critical care specialist at the Northwestern Canning Thoracic Institute. Dr. Singer, has anyone in the Midwest ever had hantavirus that you know of?
No, it's, as you mentioned in your introduction, a very uncommon disease, fewer than 1,000 cases reported since we became aware of it as a disease since the early 90s.
And because people travel, I mean, let's face it, this audience is, you know, in a different part of the world on any given day. How would you know you had it?
Right. So there are many different species of hantavirus. It's a collection of many different viruses that cause different types of disease all over the world. And it's likely that some forms of the virus cause very few symptoms or can be completely asymptomatic. And so unless you had a specialized blood test to find out if you had it, you wouldn't know.
And how do you catch it? That's what everybody wants to know. How is it you become infected with this virus?
Right. So it's a virus that's carried by rodents, by mice and rats, and it is excreted in their saliva and in their droppings. And when people come in contact with mouse or rat droppings or saliva, and usually when they are cleaning up by sweeping or vacuuming, those droppings get up into the air into an aerosol that can be inhaled. And that's how people become infected with the virus.
Wow. So if you were cleaning out a barn, you know, you were just, you had a big broom and you were cleaning out a barn, or maybe you were using a blower like we would blow leaves with, that could actually bring up enough of that to make us sick?
Right. That's the major mode of transmission. The type of hantaviruses that we see in the United States, particularly those in the American Southwest, don't transmit from person to person. So if you were around someone who had it, it's not thought that that person could give it to you. It requires that you inhale it directly from those rodent droppings or saliva.
So if you were holding a mouse or you were cleaning up after, after a mouse was in your cupboard, droppings, that kind of stuff, it wouldn't be from you not washing your hands and touching your face. It would be more airborne.
That's right. It's airborne. That's right.
Interesting. That is, and it's really nothing that anyone needs to be worried about, but she seemed to be found, we're talking about Gene Hackman's wife, in the bathroom, you know, with an open bottle of pills, and people were speculating what that meant. Could she have been having a coughing fit or something and was trying to remedy the situation unaware of the virus that she was carrying?
Yeah, it's so hard to know from that case report what might have happened. We do know from descriptions of hantavirus that it tends to strike people very suddenly. Usually it's a week or two after the exposure itself, and then they have the sudden onset of flu-like symptoms, just feeling unwell, malaise, fatigue, high fever, followed by, in the forms of hantavirus that happened in the American Southwest, cough, shortness of breath, difficulty breathing that can progress rapidly and, unfortunately, in many cases, becomes fatal.
Yeah. In this case, it did. It's so bizarre to see that listed as the cause of death. Thank you for explaining it to us.
My pleasure.